Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey everybody, welcome to D-Time, Season 1, Episode 9, Love and Marriage. And even as I say that, I think of, you know, Married with Children, the theme song comes on. But today, the topic Love and Marriage is all about exactly that, love and marriage. And I have been blessed to be married for 11 years by the time this will air to my beautiful wife, Margarita. The 11 years have been an interesting 11 years. We've gone through a lot. It's gone by very, very fast. It does not seem like it's been 11 years. But, you know, we've both always kind of shied away from kind of touting our marriage or as, you know, the model marriage, because it's not, I think it's a very, you know, standard marriage. But there are a lot of great things about it that, you know, as I think and as I talk about more and more, it's really grateful for. And we've learned a lot. And so I'm excited to be able to talk about that today. And in part two, I'll actually sit down with my wife and we'll talk about love and marriage. You know, I always tell people when I talk about marriage is that, you know, the thing that I learned the most, and it's kind of cliche, is, you know, communication is key. Obviously, you know, we're always growing in our communication, and I think we'll never be perfect at it. But one of the great things that we've been able to learn and grow in it is our communication. And I think you can't have a successful marriage if you don't work at communication. Communication is so important. You learn so much about each other as you're married. And as a guy, you learn how important it is to be open and transparent and communicate your thoughts and feelings to your wife. And as a wife, I know my wife would say that it's important to understand, to fight for communication, to fight for, you know, having a great standard of communication. And so I'm excited for you guys to hear our conversation. If you have any thoughts or comments on marriage, you know, please even give a shout out in the comments on how long you've been married. And share, you know, some great tips that have helped you have a successful marriage. And I'm excited to hear all the comments. So stick around for part two, where I sit down with my wife when we talk about love and marriage. And thanks for listening in. Peace. Hey, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 9, Love and Marriage. I'm sitting down with a very beautiful and talented Margarita Jackson, my wife. Margarita, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
It's going good. So the title of this episode is Love and Marriage, and not about our marriage per se, but just, you know, talking about marriage and, you know, what we think about it. But before we kind of dive in, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
My name is Margarita. I was born in Russia. I came over to the United States when I was about 5. I grew up with 3 sisters and a brother. Now I'm married for almost 11 years, and I have 3 kids on my own, and we're currently living in Seattle.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, 11 years. It'll be 11 years. We're recording this on New Year's Eve, 2019. So our 11-year anniversary will be January 31st, 2020. So it's awesome. So on the topic of love and marriage, you know, and thinking back, you know, 11 years to when, before we got married, what are some things that surprised you about marriage once you got married?
I think, well, it wasn't really surprised me, but at the same time as it did surprise me, everybody was telling me communication is so important. But I think being married for 11 years, it's like the smallest little communication that's off, or, you know, miscommunication. It just creates a lot of problems and issues, or, you know, hurt feelings. So it was surprising how communication is important, but at the same time, it wasn't surprising at all.
Yeah, totally. Ditto to that. Now, on the flip side, maybe what are some things that were confirmed for you once you got married, like things that you
thought marriage was like that turned out to be true.
Well, I know people told me that marriage, well, people are like, marriage is going to be so great and so awesome. But I think it's just marriage is a lot of work and it's a lot of hard work. And I think in the end of the day, it's just marriage is hard. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what was confirmed. It's just marriage is hard, but at the same time, it has its, you know, the great things, but at the end of the day, it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Now, you know, one of the things that, you know, I'm thinking back to before we got married, you know, a lot of people gave us advice, you know, gave me advice about, you know, what to expect, what marriage would be like, you know, and so on and so forth. But for you, say if someone were to come to you and they're about to get married and they wanted some advice, what are some things that you might share with them?
I think when we were dating, I think I realized that in our relationship that you had to be my best friend. So I think if anybody comes to me, you know, trying to get advice, like what they think if they should marry this person or not, I have to ask them if, you know, if they think that, you know, their other half is like, if that's their best friend. And if it's not, I would just tell them it's probably not worth getting married because it's, you know, you don't see that person as a friend, especially your best friend, because I think with marriage, the longer you're married with, that's the person that's going to support you, love you, you know, challenge you. So if you don't see them as a best friend, then, mm-hmm. I would probably tell you not to get married.
Yeah, no, that's super key. I think, one of the things that I'm grateful for is that, you know, we, you know, as Christians, we dated, you know, purely, we were very guarded in how, making sure that we didn't dive right in emotionally and all those things, because when you do that, you don't get the time to really build that great friendship. We've talked to many different people, and that seems to be the common element that they weren't truly best friends before they got married. And, you know, all of a sudden you're married and you're trying to force yourself to be close to someone that you really don't know. So yeah, that's super key. Now, you know, to close on out this little chat, you know, I always ask everyone, you know, what's the best piece of advice that someone has given you? And it can be about this topic or it can be about, you know, anything in general.
It's funny. I think we talked about it right beforehand. I was thinking, I was like, everybody gave me the advice to have fun. But as I'm giving you that answer, I was like, you know what? A lot of people also told me, like, don't forget date nights. And I appreciate that we go on date nights, you know, if it's not every week, but, you know, every other week. I think the longer we're married, just putting that importance on our marriage, and just spending time with each other outside of the kids, outside of the craziness, outside of school, even work. So I think that's the best advice somebody's given me.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think I mentioned that in the part one about, you know, not forgetting to date your spouse. So yeah, that's a great point. So for those listening out there, maybe you're thinking about getting married, maybe you are married. It'd be cool for you guys to share, you know, what are some things that you've picked up along the way in your marriage that have helped you? What are some of those gems that people have shared with you or you just picked up along the way? Feel free to leave a message in the comments. Follow us on social media, D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and drop us a line. You can even email us at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. I want to thank those listening. I want to thank my beautiful wife for sitting down with me and talking about love and marriage.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @D-Time Podcast. See you next time.